Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're anything like me, you've probably felt that knot in your stomach when things don't go your way. You know, that feeling of everything resting on one tiny thing, a promotion, a date, even just making it to the front of the line at your favorite coffee shop. Well, buckle up, because today we're diving into detachment as the path to inner peace. It sounds a little woo-woo, right? Like some Zen master thing you do on a mountaintop. But trust me, this isn't about becoming indifferent or emotionless. It's about finding that sweet spot where you can accept things as they are, without letting them completely control your happiness and well-being. So, what's the secret sauce to detachment? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your mental game. First off, remember that most of our stress comes from clinging to outcomes. We get so fixated on things turning out the certain way, if I just land this job, if only they said yes, if only the traffic wasn't, that we forget to enjoy the journey. Detaching means accepting that you can't control everything, and sometimes letting go of that need for absolute certainty can actually be liberating. It's like saying, "All right, universe, I trust you with the path, lead the way, I'll just try to appreciate the view." Secondly, focus on what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, and your reactions. You can't change external circumstances overnight, but you can choose how you respond to them. Instead of getting caught up in the drama of what ifs, channel that energy into taking positive action. Want to ace that presentation? Study hard. Feeling overwhelmed by a deadline? Break it down into smaller, manageable tasks. Remember, even small steps forward add up to big victories. Thirdly, practice gratitude. This one's a game changer. When you focus on what you already have, your health, your loved ones, even that ridiculously comfy pair of socks, you shift your perspective from lack to abundance. It's like putting on a mental rose-colored filter that helps you see the good in every situation. Next up, cultivate inner peace through mindfulness. This doesn't mean sitting cross-legged chanting for hours, though if that works for you, go for it. It simply means being present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When that deadline stress hits, take a deep breath, focus on the sensation of your feet on the ground, and let those anxious thoughts gently float by like clouds in the sky. Lastly, remember that detachment is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you feel completely zen, and there will be times when the knot in your stomach returns with full force. The key is to keep practicing, keep reminding yourself of these principles, and keep showing up for yourself, even on the tough days. Ever felt like your life was just one giant roller coaster ride? One minute you're soaring high with excitement, the next you're plummeting down into a pit of anxiety. Well, imagine if instead of clinging to the bars with white knuckles during those dips, you could simply let go and enjoy the whole ride. That's the power of detachment. It allows you to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Think about that time when you really wanted a specific outcome, maybe getting into your dream college or landing that promotion. Did everything unfold exactly as planned? Probably not. But what if, instead of fixating on the end result, you had focused on enjoying the journey itself? Learning, growing, making connections along the way, wouldn't that have made the experience more fulfilling regardless of the final outcome? That's the beauty of detachment. It shifts your focus from external validation to internal satisfaction. You become less attached to fleeting circumstances and more grounded in who you truly are. Remember, friends, detaching doesn't mean becoming emotionally numb or indifferent to the world around us. It means developing a sense of inner peace that transcends external events. So, what can you do today to start practicing detachment? Start small. Take 5 minutes each day to simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Challenge yourself to let go of one worry today, maybe about traffic or a deadline. Remember, it's not about ignoring problems, it's about approaching them with calm clarity. And lastly, be kind to yourself on this journey. Detachment is a lifelong practice, so celebrate your progress and keep moving forward, one step at a time. Now go out there and embrace the ride. Share your thoughts, your stories, and your experiences in the comments section below. Let's create a community of support and growth together. And remember, until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep striving for inner peace. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.